Hi, I'm Chip, and this is 2 Minute Time Lord Podcast number 203. This weekend, some friends and folks I respect, people who are the salt of the earth and for whom birds burst into song when they approach, had to vent a bit online. The issue was what BBC America did to the impossible astronaut. For viewers outside the U.S., let me explain. Although it was broadcast uncut on first airing, it wasn't exactly a pristine Doctor Who experience. It was advertised as having limited commercial interruptions, but the episode was only 45 minutes long, and American TV pretty much lives and dies on hour-long content, including commercials. So there was plenty of leftover time. BBC America used that. Alongside a few standard commercials, they ran lots of promotional material, including the Doctor Who insider behind-the-scenes blurbs, and, most controversially, a little extra narration between the teaser and the opening credits.
When I was a little girl, I had an imaginary friend. And when I grew up, he came back.
So yeah, not exactly pristine, and some people really hated that. Well, BBC America will never run Doctor Who as well as the mothership. BBC America is a commercial network owned by BBC Worldwide and distributed through Discovery Networks. It's impossible to recreate the UK experience on American television. There will be commercial breaks. There will be small cuts to fit into a standard time slot. And there may be a lot more hand-holding and explaining for new viewers. And you know what? I think that's terrific. BBC America made an unprecedented full-court press, basketball term, to use the extra time from limited commercials to sell casual American audiences hard on Doctor Who, and to teach them about Doctor Who. My friend Tara O'Shea co-edited Chicks Dig Time Lords, which just got nominated for a Hugo, and a co-worker congratulated her and then asked what a Time Lord was. We Americans just don't know. Think of that untapped audience. And all of us, including those of you still listening in the UK to this podcast, need those casual American audiences, because over here, the real TV money still comes from advertising, not yet from legal downloads or DVDs. You may recall from BBC Week on this podcast that the BBC in the UK is pretty much under attack and there is less money to make Doctor Who. The team in Cardiff is depending on American production dollars and similar deals to help keep Doctor Who afloat. So I'm happy to watch Doctor Who on BBC America, commercials and all, especially now that it's day and date. And if they add stuff to the show to help keep that audience growing, they're setting record after record after record. That means more Doctor Who for everybody, worldwide, for years to come. Thanks for listening to the 2 Minute Time Lord podcast, which you can find at twominutetimelord.com or on iTunes. On Twitter, numeral 2 Minute Time Lord. On Facebook, facebook.com/numeral2minutetimelord. Tune in a couple of days for a conversation about the impossible astronaut featuring a couple of television generalists. You might even say television zombies. Chris and Jeff stop by to compare and contrast Doctor Who with the other stuff that they're watching and to talk about the American experience of the show. Catch you soon.